Senseless Slap. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
One of the things every wrestler works to avoid when on the mat is the sound of the slap. The sound of the referee's hand coming down on the mat signaling that you've been pinned. Sometimes the slap comes during a prolonged struggle on the mat. Sometimes it comes on a sudden reversal of fortune. Sometimes it comes just a few seconds after the start of the match. But never, never does it come so far out of the blue the way the sport was slapped recently by the International Olympic Committee, whose secret vote resulted in wrestling being sent to the sidelines beginning with the 2020 Games. In my mind, when you think of the Olympics, you think of sports that are timeless, enduring, historic, popular, relevant, and wrestling is all that. It seems so senseless that without even being given a chance, it feels the sting of the slap on the mat. Wrestling is one of the original Olympic sports, not only from the ancient games in Greece, but from the very first day the modern games were conducted in 1898. It's a diverse sport, with over 200 nations from all continents participating. It's diverse in that anyone can wrestle, regardless of geography, race, gender, or physical characteristics. It's popular the world over. It draws higher television ratings during the Olympics than some sports, which survive the vote. At the high school level, it's the sixth most popular sport for boys in the country, and interest by girls is accelerating. Over 11,000 young people in Michigan participate in wrestling at nearly 500 schools, and Michigan conducts one of the largest high school tournament finals of any state in the country with nearly 900 participants. And in a number of states, a ticket to the high school wrestling finals is the hottest ticket in town. That passion is also demonstrated online, where in Michigan, over 500,000 page views are registered annually by folks watching the MHSAA individual wrestling finals. This slap is not a final decision by the IOC, but a recommendation that its leadership will act on at a future meeting. FILA, the International Wrestling Federation, the United States Wrestling Committee, and USA Wrestling were all caught off guard. No one even knew wrestling was being considered for elimination from the Olympic menu. And as a community, wrestling is rallying, and there are opportunities online and through other venues for folks to show their support. Wrestling deserves a fair opportunity to, pun intended, wrestle with the IOC on this issue. The removal of the highest plateau of the sport stands to weaken it everywhere, a senseless slap. You can join the wrestling crowd online the next two weekends as MHSAA TV provides exclusive coverage of every match on every mat at the team and individual wrestling finals. It's part of nearly 500 hours of live MHSAA championship action you can watch online this winter. Other finals in the next few weeks to be covered are girls competitive cheer, ice hockey, and Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving. Check it out online live at MHSAA.tv. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.